everyone. It's Amber Love, and welcome to a new episode of Vodka Clock Podcast. I'm sorry, it's been so incredibly long since I've gotten a show out. And to be perfectly honest, this is a solo show. I have been trying to get guests for the show, and we have run into every problem from scheduling to technology issues. That's a big one. It's like, I swear my Dresden powers for technology are starting to affect other people. But anyway, it's just been way too long since I've put a show out. And Vodka O'Clock is still very important to me, even if I don't drink nearly as much vodka. So while I have just finished my cup of coffee, I just wanted to sort of talk in your ear holes, okay, if that's all right. One of the reasons that I felt like a solo show would be totally fine right now is because I just want to share some information about, this is so hard to talk about, but it's about Stacey Korn, who's the manager and co-owner of Comic Fusion, my local comic shop. And Stacey and I, as you might know, if you've been following my stuff for a while, Stacey and I started the Comic Fusion Superhero Weekend a long time ago. It's like 10 years or 9 years, something like that. It was originally Wonder Woman Day, which we did while teaming up with Portland. But we branched off a couple years ago and just decided to rebrand as Superhero Weekend because our event was normally 2 days. We wanted to include every superhero or character, whether it was, you know, someone from Star Wars or Star Trek. You know, we just wanted to have a more broad range of fandom represented. And even though we, of course, still love Wonder Woman. But Stacey got diagnosed with ALS about a year ago. And something, you know, things had just been bothering her body for a very long time. And the diagnosis came because, you know, I don't know if you know anything about this disease, but it is diagnosed based on eliminating anything else. And that's basically what happened. It was, you know, well, maybe there's arthritis here. Maybe there's pneumonia in the lungs. Maybe there, you know, it was just like a couple years of guesswork. And then as things got particularly bad and her speech became very slurred, that's when they came up with ALS. And once, it's like once the words were out, it seemed to develop rapidly. And the last year, we've seen Stacey go from using a walker or a wheelchair to now being in bed. And she can only communicate with blinking her eyes. And she does that with incredible help from her life partner through all of this, Bill, who's the other owner of Comic Fusion, and with some dear friends like Rachel. So people have gotten to understand what her signals are and help her type through her phone. Usually it's yes or no answers. It used to be very different for a while there when at least, her mobility allowed her to use her hands. Stacey was allowed to still type to Facebook, but it's amazing how quickly that goes away. So what Rachel has done was she first set up a GoFundMe page where we raised money to bring Stacey to her shop, Comic Fusion, in Flemington, New Jersey. And the customers and friends who could make it all got to come around and see her, basically what we're assuming would have been their last opportunity. So that required special medical transport with paramedics and such. So the $1,000 for that was raised. And now any money that goes above and beyond that $1,000 is going directly to Bill in order for him to not worry about just basic everyday crap, because he's exhausted, as you can imagine. He still goes to the shop every day to keep things running, but his heart is just not there, and his brain is just going through motions of helping customers, like checking out their books and ringing them up at the cash register. Like, he's just, it's very hard, as you can imagine. And luckily, we have an amazing comics community that are customers at Comic Fusion. So anytime someone does go down there, they, you know, make sure that he's okay and that he's eating and taking care of himself. But it's just, you know, it's just one of those things when you're watching a loved one disintegrate like this. It's hard to think about anything else. And we don't want money or, you know, paying the rent on the shop or paying for any other medical needs to be a problem. So thanks to Rachel for keeping the GoFundMe open, and she's raised the goal just so that it doesn't look like we're done. As far as I'm concerned, we're just going to keep this going until they don't need it anymore. So right now there's about $1,600 raised. And of course, because URLs are not always kind, I'll read off the URL to you. But I will also make more posts. I've been sharing the URL constantly on Twitter. So, but it's gofundme.com/dxpwtx-support-stacy. And Stacy is S-T-A-C-Y. So definitely keep following me on Twitter at Elizabeth Amber, and also at the Comic Fusion account, which is just simply at Comic Fusion. And you will see that link from time to time pop up. So there's certainly like so many people to thank for all of their help with Stacy. It's just so hard. And we completely understand that there were people who didn't want to come out to this party because they did not want to face it. They didn't want to see her that way. And I absolutely respect that they want to cherish the memories of Stacy running up and down convention aisles or kind of losing her mind during superhero weekends or basically any Wednesday morning during New Comic Book Day, where there's so much organization that needs to be done every single week. So, you know, it's just one of those things where this is a person who has touched so many lives. She was very active in the theater community in San Francisco. And so there's this whole other part of her life that I'm not even connected with. I don't know those people at all. And, you know, but our East Coast comic book community, you know, got to know the two of us pretty well while we ran around collecting donations for the charity auctions and such. But I have not been to a convention in a long time outside of New Jersey. I've only been going to the Garden State shows because it just takes such a physical toll. And I've been trying very hard to listen to what my own body is telling me. There's also, if you don't know Stacy and that feels too personal for you to donate directly to the family, I also created a page through the ALS Association where you can basically donate in her name. It's called the Stacy Korn Fund. It's under the Greater New York Chapter. The web address for that is even longer. I don't know how easy it is to just simply find that website through, you know, through their own searching. But I will certainly continue sharing this link as well. But the most important one, obviously, is the GoFundMe that goes directly to the family. A little while ago, Stacy's last Facebook post, she typed out with Rachel's help where she was planning ahead. She's planning how she wants to be remembered and how other people can embrace that and embrace her life, where she actually ran a Facebook poll to offer people if they wanted a piece of jewelry with some of her ashes worked into the material. And that was amazing, and it was horribly sad to see. But there's just, you know, to see how she's handling this, there's as much grace as possible. And I'm sure that there are plenty of times when she's ready to give up and let go. We had that time, in fact, not even a couple weeks ago, where she decided that she was done eating and taking in nutrients. So we figured, okay, it was time to say goodbye. And after 11 days, she was still with us. So she decided to eat again and take in nutrients. It's basically like a, I don't know, liquid whatever. And otherwise she was existing on water and the pain medicine. So I think her fiery spirit is still clinging to everybody's love and support. But again, you know, as like Jesse and Tracy's from the CASA organization that we've raised money for, the court appointed special advocates for foster children. Tracy's been there a lot to visit, and Jesse's been there a lot to visit. You know, it's just, we just have each other, and we can embrace each other and just recognize how much strength there is in making her own decisions with the abilities that she has left. So it's, I honestly can tell you, I have never seen ALS before in like on this personal of a level. I'm sure I've seen people throughout my life, but didn't know. And I just didn't know what it even was, other than, oh, well, it's a degenerative disease. But, you know, when you see it up close, it is like the most, it has got to be one of the most horrific things that a human body can go through. So right from the ALS Association website, I'll just read why this is so devastating. And I don't know if I will pronounce this right, but amyotrophic lateral sclerosis is a progressive neurodegenerative disease that affects nerve cells in the brain and the spinal cord. Motor neurons reach from the brain to the spinal cord and from the spinal cord to the muscles throughout the body. The progressive degeneration of the motor neurons in ALS eventually leads to the cell death. When the motor neurons die, the ability of the brain to initiate and control muscle movement is lost. With voluntary muscle action progressively affected, patients in the later stages of the disease may become totally paralyzed. And that's basically where we are, where Stacy doesn't really have the ability to do anything as far as moving her limbs or fingers or even lifting up her own head anymore. So those motor neurons are already dead. And she's still in there. So it's really devastating. But the comics community and, like I said, all of our associates and friends who have helped us through all of these years are really, you know, just as astounded as the rest of us at what's happened. I got to talk with Billy Tucci and his wife. They recently had a friend who died of this disease in January. So Deborah and Billy are very sweet people in comics. And they've always made sure that we have a donation for the charity auction. And as I said, the fact that they've had a personal connection to ALS through another friend of theirs, you know, means that they understand all of those stages of grief that you go through before the person is even gone. And, you know, it's just great when you can just walk up to an artist or a writer at a comic convention to start telling them what's wrong. And you just embrace each other. Mark McKenna, I got to break the news to, and just so many other people. So, and I even had a poster that I walked around the convention and and people just started drawing on it for me. I just asked them to sign it, and they, you know, artists don't just sign something. They always sketch. So thank you, really, like Joe Caramanga and Jim Calafiore. These guys were just amazing. So anyway, that I've made your commute or whatever quite miserable at this point in discussing this, but it just really was important to me to find as many ways possible to share the information about the GoFundMe. But otherwise, I promise I am still working on other things. Like I said, I'm still working on Vodka O'Clock when possible. I'm still writing the weekly adventures with Gus and Oliver from the Winchester Naboo Detective Agency. So you can follow along with that through Patreon. You just go to patreon.com/AmberUnmasked. And so the Patreon backers, what happens there is they get the password first a week before anyone else. So their stories are always a week ahead. And then after a week, I unlock them for everybody. So you can read along for free if you want or need to. It's not a problem. And what else do I have going on? Oh, well, I've been trying to query a manuscript, and that has not been going well. But, you know, such is the way of writing and trying to be a novelist. And otherwise, I have re-engaged or whatever you have to do at NaNoWriMo, the National Novel Writing Month website, to attempt another year of writing the 50,000 words in the month of November, which is hard because there's Thanksgiving holiday is in there. And it's going to be even harder for me this year because so much of my time is now dedicated to other outside work. And I honestly doubt that I will come close to achieving the 50,000. But I'm just starting to form the idea of what I'm going to do and starting to write down character sheets and have to work out an actual outline, which to me is one of the hardest parts to do. But otherwise, I will never find an ending or a proper train of thought if I don't have that outline done. But at the Patreon, there's been, I don't want to call it problems, but it is, but it's fixable. There's bots who are built by assholes. I'm not going to apologize for calling them that because that's obviously what they are, who come on board just a day or two before the charges begin going through. And they're fake pledges. And so it increases what looks like our milestones if you have your Patreon set up the way that I do. So your monthly total and those fake pledges, if I get, any hope at all that, oh, I'm going to reach my next milestone, then that means I've rolled out whatever the reward is for that next milestone. And then those bots all get taken care of by the administrators and deleted, and then my milestone thing goes way back down. So I have lost a considerable number of pledges because of this terrible fluctuation. Patreon also had some issues where they changed the way that their charge appears on bank statements. And for some reason, that set off a whole bunch of fraud alerts for people. But they swear they've taken care of it. So there were some charges that didn't go for that reason. But that should be taken care of. Oh, so anyway, I'm so sorry to have to unveil all of that garbage on you. But with any luck, Patreon is going to just keep improving and running better. And, I'm just kind of debating on whether or not I churn out another short story if I reach a milestone next time or not, because I've already done it and then had to, and now would have to redo it. And it would be a brand new short story, which I will be honest, I have not finished. But I started a very long time ago and I'm not finished yet. It's just one of those things where it's like I had a formulation of an idea, but no real plot or ending, just like, oh, I'd like to write about this thing, this subject. And this is what happens if I try to pants my way, fly by the seat of my pants through a story. It just doesn't get done. So I need to go back to that story and rework it and figure out what the actual ending will be and work backwards. That's probably the better way. And now that I've talked your head off for a good 20 minutes, I'm just going to leave you with that information, please take care of yourselves. I've been seeing a lot of people on Twitter, artists especially, talking about how their bodies are hurting them so much because they're just spending way too much time at their desks. And if you need to get up and stretch, I do have some yoga videos specifically with artists and writers in mind, because of the way that we sit, there are certain muscles that I want to make sure that you stretch out. So I will have links to that also in the show notes at amberunmasked.com. But again, you can support my work at patreon.com/amberunmasked, and it's super helpful. It keeps me going. It's about time that I get Gus his flea medicine, so that's very expensive, as you know. I will keep trying to get people booked for the show, I promise you that. So in the meantime, you can follow me on Instagram as well at Amber Unmasked, which is mostly pictures of Gus and Oliver, but it's really fun to fill in vignettes, if you will, between their weekly stories. And Twitter at Elizabeth Amber. So thanks so much for listening, and please be well. And I look forward to having more news soon.